After the biggest two-day surge downward since 2008, China's markets stabilize, at least for today. I'm David Brancaccio. After plunging early in the week, stock prices in China rebounded today. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong, down more than 8% Monday and Tuesday, rose 1.5% today. The turbulence is seen as a reaction to a crackdown on Chinese companies by regulators there. The shorthand has been about technology and education. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack says it's not a broad campaign against profitable companies. It's more targeted. Let's bring her on from Shanghai. Hello there.
Morning.
Well, let's get specific. I mean, this includes some big online commerce players, Alibaba, Tencent, and the rideshare app, Didi.
Yeah, I mean, this is about anti-competition practices. You know, these companies are not just number one in their field. More often than not, their number two is not even close to number one. So look at Tencent. It owns the top three music streaming apps, Kugou, Kuwo, and QQ Music, and now they're not allowed to have exclusive licensing deals with music labels. The second issue is about listing on the U.S. stock market. In the case of rideshare app Didi, the worry from Chinese officials is that when they list, they have to open their books to American regulators. And there's concern from Chinese officials that this can somehow lead to a data leak.
Somehow inside information gets out. All right, what about food delivery apps?
So this is about protecting gig workers, especially from the top two delivery apps, Meituan and Ele.me, which, by the way, also owned by Tencent and Alibaba. So it's about ensuring minimum wage and getting them enrolled in the social welfare fund.
And another target of stricter Chinese regulation is school tutoring. That's a big sector there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, more than 70% of school children attend after-school tutoring. And this is about trying to reduce school stress for families because the government here wants to encourage couples to have that third child. You know, all of this really just fits into a pattern where in the past, new industries, they deal with very little regulation, but once problems appear or it doesn't fit into the central government's plan, then the regulations get more detailed and enforcement becomes stronger.
All right, Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
Now here, market players and engaged members of society more widely are waiting for the Federal Reserve briefing just over 7 hours from now. The central bank's state-of-the-art take on jobs, inflation, and the COVID variant economy will be useful for all of our planning. Ahead of that, stock index futures are mixed. The S&P future is flat. The Dow future is down about 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.1%. Big tech companies based in the U.S. are making big profits, keeping the momentum they gathered with all that pandemic remote working, learning, and watching. Marketplace's Nova Safo has some details.
Apple, Microsoft, and Google parent Alphabet say their combined profits in the 3 months ending in June added up to nearly $57 billion. Apple's iPhone sales were up 50% compared to a year ago. The latest model, the iPhone 12, is the first with 5G capability, and it's proving to be the most popular model in years. Microsoft booked record quarterly profits, also up nearly 50% compared to a year ago. Its software and cloud services continue to benefit from remote work. And Alphabet said Google's online advertising business, which slumped early on during pandemic lockdowns, is recovering. Ad revenue increased 70% last quarter compared to the same time period last year. And profits at Alphabet more than doubled. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
We'll get Facebook's quarterly results after the closing bell today. Apple stock is down 1.2% in pre-market trading. Microsoft is up 0.5% now. Goog is up 1.5%, again, pre-market. Finding and paying for someone to watch the kids is a challenge that got worse during pandemic. The government estimates 1.8 million women who disproportionately bear the responsibility of childcare remain out of the labor force now. In Houston, one program is working to train refugees and other immigrants to become childcare entrepreneurs. Elizabeth Trovall reports.
At her home childcare business, 29-year-old Nhoc Ho addresses a group of young children in English and Vietnamese. They gather in a small circle to sing some early childhood classics. This is Dino Land Academy in Houston. Ho opened her daycare for about 10 children just this January. An immigrant from Vietnam, she graduated from University of Houston with an education degree last spring.
After I graduated in the pandemic time, I don't know what to do. It's hard, you know.
A friend told Ho about a free childcare entrepreneurship program with the refugee organization, The Alliance. She enrolled and learned about child development and running a business. Ho's daycare charges about $800 a month per kid. Earlene Leverett runs the entrepreneurship program, which mostly trains immigrant and refugee women. She says it also adds affordable childcare to underserved communities so other moms can get back to work.
That is one of the things that prevented many of the refugee families from going into the community and into the workforce were the small children at home.
Nationwide, many parents are still not working since thousands of child care facilities have closed, says LaDon Amadi from the think tank Third Way.
In Texas, one of the hardest hit states by this phenomenon, there's now close to 180,000 less child care slots compared to pre-pandemic times.
Last year, the Alliance expanded the entrepreneurship program for all Houstonians with a $250,000 grant. Nhoc Ho says a lot of her kids haven't been to childcare before, in some cases because Vietnamese-speaking parents didn't feel comfortable putting them in English-only daycare. To accommodate demand for the kind of childcare she offers, Ho is already looking to accept more kids into her preschool. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.